Hello, everybody. Welcome to Heather Shaw is Kidding. It's me, Heather Shaw. Happy Thanksgiving week. How are you? Are you so excited about Thanksgiving? You get to see your family. You get to stuff your face. Your grandma's cooking has a hint of racism in it. It makes it better. It makes the food better when there's a hint of racism. I would love to eat Paula Deen's food one day. I'm sure it tastes better. More butter, more bigotry. That's the Paula Deen way. I hope you're excited for Thanksgiving. I hope you are get all of your Thanksgiving wishes. I don't know what wishes those would be. I'm not a big holiday woman. I'm not a big holiday lady. I don't really like the holidays. Every holiday kind of just feels, the major holidays, they just feel like a kid's birthday party. You know, you just show up and it's for someone else. It's not for me. You know, and I'm vegan, you know, so Thanksgiving really truly means nothing. I don't expect anybody to make me vegan food on Thanksgiving. I'm certainly not going to make any vegan food on Thanksgiving. It's best if I just don't show up. I'm spending Thanksgiving alone. I'm very excited. I'm going to watch football, hang out with my dog, drink some non-alcoholic Heinekens, maybe. Maybe I'll just stick to LaCroix, have some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, some chips. Call it a day. That's my dream Thanksgiving. But if you are unlike me and you are close to your family or you like food, you're a big foodie, then this is your holiday and I hope it's everything you wanted. And I do hope that there is a hint of racism in your food. It just makes it better. It's the only time racism makes something better. Shout out to Paula Deen, huh? The Butterball turkeys, we're going to get into that. A little story that is resurfacing from 2006. It's hitting TikTok as if it's breaking news. But, you know, shout out to PETA for that. Somebody asked for mouth farts. There you go. I can't keep up. Some people don't want the mouth farts. Some people want the mouth farts. We're just going to let them roll as they always come naturally. Upcoming shows. I am in Tacoma this Sunday. Tacoma, Washington at Nate Jackson's Comedy Club. Please come out to that. I'm in Nashville Tuesday at Zany's, and then Wednesday I'm in Atlanta at Punchline Comedy Club. Later in the month, I'm in Pittsburgh, Pottstown, and Lexington, Kentucky. Bunch of other shows going on into next year. I have a new website. Go check that out. It looks so much better than my bullshit website. The website I was using was Squarespace, and not sponsored by this podcast. It looked like shit. So I was reached out by Deep 3 Design, a website design company, and they killed it. Go check out my new website, heathershawcomedy.com. It looks so much better than whatever the fuck I was doing over there. I'm not a website designer, turns out. I just say queef jokes and make fun of P. Diddy. Those are my strengths. You got to understand your strengths and your weaknesses. Join the Patreon if you want extra bonus episodes of this podcast every single week. It's at patreon.com/heathershawcomedy. Sorry for all the ads up front. You know, what do you want me to do? Huh? I gotta pay for my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches at Thanksgiving. God, I'm so excited to spend Thanksgiving alone. If only I could spend Christmas alone. If only. I can't pull Christmas. You know, because my fiance is like, all right, I get it. Thanksgiving, she'd like me to be there. She's going to her mom's house. She'd like me to be there. But she's also like, I get it. It's not that big of a deal. I don't even think they're doing a Thanksgiving meal at her mom's house. I think they're just doing a seafood boil, which sounds, you know, to me, it sounds disgusting. But I think it's, for other people, it's a very fun time. Anything with the word boil in the name with food, I'm good. That's like having a dish called the Bloomin' Onion Bunion. I'm out. I don't want that. Rate and review this podcast if you like. Please let me know. Let's get us up on these charts, baby. Let's do it. All right, that's all the stuff I have to announce. Let's get into the Butterball debacle. So PETA released a story and footage from 2006. Now, I'm not a fan of PETA just because I don't like any organizations. I just don't like organizations. Once you get big as an organization, you automatically become evil. Like, I can get behind the Black Lives Matter movement, but once it became the BLM movement, it became bad. The lady who founded BLM, she used all of the money, the proceeds, the donations to the movement to buy herself mansions. This is why I don't trust organizations. You know, the intent behind the organization I can get behind, such as PETA, hell yeah, I'm all for veganism. But once you get into a huge organization, you can just lose sight of your actual mission statement, I guess. And PETA's a bunch of freaks, you know? They're like a guerrilla terrorist for veganism. I don't think you get anywhere terrorizing people with your dietary restrictions. You know, throwing paint on people's coats. Isn't that just assault? I don't know. I can't get behind it. But PETA does these outlandish things when really it's like, hey, man, you could just kind of like show people the truth without being a fucking bully. A vegan bully? You can't bully anybody. You have anemia. Sit down, PETA. I love vegans, but I hate a lot of what veganism is. And PETA is one of those. They're just insane. But they have went and released footage that first surfaced in 2006 that they took from an undercover investigation in Butterball's factory, a Butterball location in Ozark, Arkansas. God, can you imagine a Butterball factory in Ozark, Arkansas? Good. Just that is my version of hell. Holy shit. An undisclosed investigator revealed the alleged atrocities he witnessed back in 2006, by the way, but nothing has changed, by the way. What's happened in 2006 is only worse in 2024, just so you know. So it's not like this happened in 2006. It's old news. It's still happening, I guarantee it. An undisclosed investigator revealed the alleged atrocities he witnessed, including sexual assault against the birds, as workers shackled and slaughtered more than 50,000 turkeys each day. In a graphic video, an investigator claimed he saw a Butterball employee shoving his finger up a turkey's cloaca, which is their vagina for fun. Guys will fuck anything. Guys will rape anything, you know. And not just men. It's men that are working in a Butterball factory in Ozark, Arkansas. Can you imagine what kind of guy that is? Can you imagine what kind of guy is like, what's the job? I got to slaughter turkeys all day. Up to 50,000 animals were slaughtering. The word slaughter. That's your job. You slaughter. God, what a fucking... That's the kind of person that's going to stick a finger up the dead turkey's vagina. Anyway, so PETA released this story. It's resurfacing. They re-released these allegations that were brought about in 2006. They're bringing them back into the spotlight. It's hit TikTok. TikTok has no media literacy, so all they're seeing and what everybody's saying is, oh my God, the Butterball factory workers are fucking the turkeys. And they don't know that it's from 2006. Again, nothing has changed. I guarantee you there are still factory workers in Ozark, Arkansas, finger blasting the turkeys. Okay? They need to change it from Butterball to Nutterball. There is cum inside of your turkeys. I know this is gross. This is the day before Thanksgiving. I don't mean to rain on your parade, but I'm under the assumption that nobody likes turkey. Everyone I talk to who eats meat is always very like, eh, about turkey. Like, yeah, it's not that great. Why are we eating it? Turkeys are hideous. Why would you want to eat that? I don't think I've ever met anybody who's super hyped to eat turkey, unless it's like deli turkey, and then it's super processed and you're getting cancer from it. Turkey just seems like an outdated, you know, that's why Lily, my fiance, is having a seafood boil, because nobody fucking wants turkey, especially turkey that's been coming from a guy named Randy. But, you know, this is in the bigger picture. Do not ever be flattered when a guy finds you attractive, because they will literally fuck a turkey. Okay, they'll fuck almost anything, almost anything. Almost anything they will fuck. I can't think. Maybe like they wouldn't fuck like a pillowcase full of razors. That may be one thing they wouldn't stick their dick in or try to. Some guys would still try. Sure. You get them blue balled up enough. But don't be flattered when a guy compliments you. They would literally fuck anything, including turkeys that are being slaughtered and then enjoyed by families. It's very fucked up shit. I mean, this is not the reason I don't eat meat, but I'll add it to the list. On TikTok, there's a lady who has a list of why not to have kids. And every time she posts videos, every time she sees a TikTok about how weird and awful parenthood can be, you know, my baby woke up and blasted shit all over the wall, something like that. Or when I gave birth, my baby ripped me from, you know, vagina to asshole, wide open. That's another reason. This is like me being a vegan. I look at these stories and I go, there it is. It reminds me of the Keith Lee story last week. The food poisoning he got, or the parasite that was in his sushi. Another reason I'm not fucking with meat. Somebody did comment and say that there's worms in blueberries, and I don't, you know, whatever. I've never seen a worm in my blueberry. I've never seen a worm even in my salad. It's very weird. Maybe I'm missing out. But yeah, add that to the list. I don't really have I have a very low chance of getting food poisoning as a vegan, and I'm not gonna fuck. I'm not gonna eat anything that's probably been fucked by a guy named Randy who lost custody of his kids 13 years ago and is now stuck due to drug addiction, poor choices, and a past prison sentence. He can no longer work anywhere but the Ozark, Arkansas factory for butterball slaughtering. But I hope you have a good Thanksgiving. Don't get too freaked out by PETA. This is what they do. Instead of enlightening and educating people, they kind of just, you know, they terrorize people. And I don't think that's the right way to go about having people change their ways, change your lifestyle. I don't think bullying ever really works. And I think it only gives people more reason to hate PETA. I hate PETA. I mean, can we calm the fuck down? Let people live their lives. You live your life. You understand why veganism is good. That's enough for you. Your body, your choice. Are we not living by that? I don't understand. That's my whole thing. Your body, your choice. You put into it what you want. I might judge you a little, but you're probably judging me for being vegan. It's all good. We're good. Can't wait for that PB&J. That delicious PB&J. I am going to call them Nutterball now. That's just what that is. All right, Drake. Drake is being so annoying. Drake has pulled out all of the white stops, and he is now, because he's lost the battle so badly with Kendrick Lamar, Kendrick Lamar released song upon song upon song last May, June, taking down Drake. I mean, every one of his diss tracks towards Drake were absolute legend tracks. They were bangers, as they say. I'm not going to really say that earnestly, but they were bangers. Euphoria, Meet the Grams, Not Like Us. Not Like Us was the smash hit, the one that had everybody screaming out that Drake was a certified pedophile. Wah, 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 that fuck him up. Drake has lost all cool points. He's lost all black points. He's lost his mind. He is now suing Universal Music Group, claiming that Universal Music Group, who both, by the way, represents Drake and Kendrick Lamar, they're just on everybody's side. They're in it to make money. Drake is claiming that UMG used a network of bots in conjunction with a so-called pay-to-play scheme to manipulate and saturate the streaming services and airwaves with Kendrick Lamar's smash hit song Not Like Us. So basically saying that they paid for bots to up the streams for Not Like Us through Spotify. Kind of giving it a fake bump in popularity. No, everyone I knew was bumping Not Like Us. I played it at least a million times. That's 1 million right there. Not Like Us has 9.5 million streams just on Spotify. That's not hard to do. I mean, that was a huge smash hit in the summer. Everyone was listening to that song. Everyone still is. And it's going to bump back up. It's going to go up to 20 million after the Super Bowl. Kendrick Lamar is performing at the Super Bowl. He's going to have the entire crowd in, I don't know, whatever place they're playing the Super Bowl this year, probably Flint, Michigan. I have no fucking idea. It would be fun if they played it in Toronto for once, in Drake's backyard. Everyone at the Super Bowl is going to be calling Drake a certified pedophile, and then they're going to be streaming. Because any artist that performs at the Super Bowl, the next day, every song of theirs charts again and gets relatable again and gets popular. Usher, it happened to Usher. No one gives a fuck about Usher. I think he did the halftime show last year or something like that. Rihanna did it a couple years ago. After every halftime show, the artist streams go massively up. Because the Super Bowl's a huge, you know, it pulls in a lot of people. So everyone is going to hear how Drake is a certified pedophile, according to Kendrick Lamar and probably the world. So he's suing. Drake is pulling the ultimate white move. Drake is half Jewish. This checks out for him. The black part of Drake tried to beef with Kendrick Lamar, and that didn't go well. So now the white part, the Jewish white part of Drake, is coming out and taking it to court. He said, all right, now let's do the Jew thing now. Let's be Jewish and let's just sue. I don't know how far he's going to get. He's suing a behemoth like Universal Music Group. You know, and I think he's also released another, not released, another lawsuit dropped. And he's also suing for defamation, which I thought Drake would never sue for defamation, because in order to win a defamation lawsuit, you have to prove that what the person is saying is not true. And Drake is a pedophile, allegedly. Okay, I mean, that's just, you know, Millie Bobby Brown was 15, 16 years old talking about how much Drake is in her life. You know, no grown man needs to be texting a 15, 16-year-old and pretend behind the guise of like, how you doing? Any boys in your life? Are you doing okay? I can be your mentor. No grown man needs to be a little teenage girl's mentor ever. Sorry. We'll see what happens with Drake. I mean, he's such a cornball. He's so corny. My hate for Drake has gone to a new level. I think it's because Kendrick made it okay, but I really never fucked with Drake. I think his music is for white frat boys who do questionable things to drinks. I think he is a pop star at best. He's a cosplaying as a rapper. Not to say that you can't be a good rapper out of Canada, but, you know, Drake is an actor. He started as an actor, and he just stepped into the role of rapper. And he got a little too big-headed with it and started to think that he was a gangster. And that's when he started to piss people off. If he would have just made his little jams, his little Hotline Blings for the white kids at frat parties in Mississippi State to dance to and date rape to, he would have been fine. But the minute he started, you know, telling everybody he's a gangster and maybe he killed XXXTentacion, it seems like he did. The minute he started really believing that he was a gangster, then actual gangsters are going to come out and have a problem with you. He's a dork. He's a dweeb. He's got big dork energy. BDE. He's a twerp. He's a Canadian twerp. I don't like Drake. I think he's so cringy. I really wish he would just sit in his cringe. I wish he would just be like, yeah, I lost that. Don't sue over losing a rap battle. Just say, yeah, I lost. Kendrick is the shit. And then you're done. And then people will forget about it, probably, until after the Super Bowl. You got another year, Drake, of being shit on, all right? And then you'll go away and fade into obscurity. It's really, this whole thing with Kendrick has really hit his Drake's pockets. It's hit his career. You know, he's still a multimillionaire. He's going to be okay. He's just not generating the kind of income he's used to. But that's what happens. That's what happens when you fly too close to the gangster sun, Drake. You know? I don't know what his next career steps will be. I think he's got to go into country music. I think he's got to do that. He's got to go the route of switching up the genre, because his hip-hop doesn't want him. We don't want him in it either. He's going to have to go the route of Post Malone, Jelly Roll. Except those guys did it because they were like, oh, you know, now that I'm successful, I'm going to be white. I love that. That's always my favorite thing. Yeah, I'm a hip-hop star. What's up? I'm a white hip-hop star. And then they get their bag and they get their money and they're like, actually, partner, I'm a little bit of country myself. Trump 2024. I'm Jelly Roll. I'm Post Malone. I've never said the N-word out loud. You know, it'll be different for Drake, though, because Drake will have to be bullied into doing country music. He'll be like Machine Gun Kelly. He's the Canadian Machine Gun Kelly. You know, Machine Gun Kelly was a rapper. I don't know if anybody remembers that. He was a rapper. And then he started a beef with Eminem. And his diss track to Eminem wasn't too bad, but you're going up against Eminem. This is like Drake going up against Kendrick. It doesn't go well. Eminem came back with a diss track that was so brutal and so detrimental to MGK that MGK literally switched music genres and is now a pop punk guy. I don't fucking know what he is. He's corny. He's another cornball. There are certain artists where if you tell me you listen to them, I'm gonna think you don't have good taste. I may be pretentious. I may be an asshole, but I know that I have good taste. These are the artists. It's, I hate to say, I'm sorry, Post Malone, Jelly Roll, Machine Gun Kelly, Zach Bryan. These are the kind of artists that if you really like them, I think that you have very bad taste and aren't that intelligent. I think it's for a certain subset of people that don't know what good art is. It's bad art. It's really bad art. I know that art is subjective, but this is objectively bad. These artists are objectively bad. Now, I love, you know, Post Malone seems like a nice guy. I'm not anything personal. I just think his music is absolutely horrendous. Kid Rock, you know. Jelly Roll, Bunny. Bunny seems great. I like Bunny. I think we're mutuals on TikTok. No hate. I think Jelly Roll's done a lot for his community. I think. I don't really know the facts on that. It seems like he does. Every acceptance speech, he's up there, you know, crying about how you too can be drugs and be like him. Nothing against him as a person. I just think his music is really bad. It's not my kind of music. I don't know who it's for. I think it's for people that are, I don't want to be too mean here. It's just, you know, my music may be awful. Maybe I like bad music, you know. You don't hear the music I enjoy, you're not going to hear on the radio. I think this is just general public music. It's just, you could play this at, a 16-year-old's prom, this kind of music, or you could play it at an 86-year-old's funeral, and no one's going to get offended. It's all the same. Drake better go country. That's all. And not Beyonce country, because Beyonce is not bullied into country. She did it because she's so fucking rich and bored that she's like, why the fuck not? Let's piss off some white people. That's why Beyonce did country. And by the way, it was amazing, that album. I'd like to thank Beyonce for everything, always. Love you, bae. Beyonce wasn't bullied into country. Drake's going to have to be bullied into country. It's kind of like comedians. It's comedy. You know, I think Tim Dillon once said Jeremy Piven got Me Too'd so hard. He got sexual assault allegations thrust upon him so hard that he was Me Too'd into doing stand-up comedy. It's like that. There's some people that have to do stand-up comedy because they lost their good, cool job of being an actor, so they have to do stand-up comedy. You know, my dream is someone's backup plan after they get canceled, kind of thing. This will be Drake. He's got to do country. There was a funny tweet about Drake. Let's see if we can pull it up. I don't have a producer. Drake tweet about suing. It was like, God, what was it? It was like Drake's the kind of guy to get beat up at school. Yeah, it was like Drake's the kind of guy to get beat up in school so badly that his mom comes back and press charges. I mean, that's what it is. And so I'm telling Dad, you know, you don't lose a rap battle and start a lawsuit. That is so that's so corny. You've lost all hope of coming back and gaining anybody's respect. And Drake will always be in with the frat guys, I think, if he just makes those stupid bops. You girl, you know what I like. Let me be your favorite dyke. I'm Drake. You know, just sing. Just sing. Oh, you a lesbian girl, me too. Just do your little stupid lines. Or just go away forever, Drake. You've had a wild run. You had a good run cosplaying being a rapper. You did really good, bud. Put it down to rest now, huh? Okay. That was a fart. Not a mouth fart. That was a real fart. It's pre-Thanksgiving mouth fart time, baby. I'm bringing it back. JonBenet Ramsey's dad. God, do you remember JonBenet? This is like the saga that never fucking ends. I remember JonBenet being big when I was a child. It is 2024. It's been 30 years. I was six. I think I was six when JonBenet got murdered. I remember looking at her and going like, well, I didn't look like that. I guess I'm safe. I remember being a kid thinking like only the beautiful, you know, blonde ladies get murdered in their home. I was like, I'm safe. I just look like a man.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
JonBenet Ramsey's dad, John, that's funny that his name's John, narcissist much? John Ramsey says new evidence could help solve daughter's murder. Sir, give it up. Can we let the child rest? We're never going to find out what really happened, John, to old JB. Let this case go. There are certain things that are absolutes in this life. Death, taxes, and in the mystery of JonBenet Ramsey's death. Murder. It's never going to happen. Can we just come up with an entirely new scenario for what happened? Can we just have an entirely new theory? I'm so sick of the brother did it. The mother did it. There was a rapist clown in the neighborhood that snuck in through a window and did it. And JonBenet did it. She was sick of being a pageant queen. It was the ghost of Christmas past who came in. It's been 3 decades. Christmas 96. Okay, so it's almost been 3 decades. Christmas 96. Jesus Christ. We need a new theory and we need to just put it to rest. I'm here to say now, let's just blame it on Casey Anthony. Casey Anthony did it. Done. Solved. Tell John Ramsey it's solved. Casey Anthony did it. The detectives online, they piss me off. You don't know anything. You're a medical coding and billing specialist by day, and then you hop on Reddit by night and try to solve a murder that is 30 years old and botched by the investigators. Everyone online thinks it was the brother. I don't fucking know. I mean, JonBenet would have been on TikTok if she was alive now and never murdered. No one would give a fuck. It's so weird that we're obsessed about this. How old was she? 6? It's sad, it's awful, but you know, let's just say it. If it was this, if a 6-year-old black girl died 30 years ago, you wouldn't hear a fucking peep. Let's move the fuck on. Casey Anthony did it, that bitch. I want Casey Anthony to sue me like Drake. I want a lawsuit that says defendant claimed Casey Anthony was the reason JonBenet was murdered. Defendant claimed Casey Anthony snuck into the Ramsey house in 1996 when Casey Anthony was only 7 years old and murdered JonBenet out of jealousy. I'll take that lawsuit any day. What is John saying? John's 80 years old, by the way. God, this guy's hanging on. 80 years old. He wasn't a great guy, was he? He was rich, so I assume he sucked. See, I'm not interested in getting to know this family. It's a very sad story. A child gets murdered. That's awful, but it's been 30 years. We got to move the fuck on. We're not going to figure anything out. This is like Madeline McCann. Again, if Madeline McCann was a black child, we wouldn't have given a fuck 1 minute after it happened. So I don't really care. I really don't care. It's a bit hypocritical. These weirdo white women online who think they're detectives because they watched every episode of Snapped 2 times back to back can solve a 30-year-old murder that happened in Boulder, Colorado. And they only seem to care about the white kids that die. What's John saying? Oh, there's a new Netflix documentary. You know, now the publicist brain in me is thinking, oh, John Ramsey was told, hey, can you make a few statements about how this case could be solved soon? Because we got a new Netflix documentary about your dead daughter. Remember 30 years ago she died? Yeah, we're making a documentary about it because nothing is real anymore. Art is dead and we're just recycling the same stories we have for the past 3 decades. Anyway, so we're making a Netflix documentary. We're making money off of your daughter's murder, sir. Can you release a statement that kind of hooks people in and that we can promote the new Netflix documentary with? Say something like, hey, this case could be solved if in 2 years with the new DNA technology we have. Can you say something like that, sir? We'll give you a cut of the Netflix documentary. documentary money. We'll give you like 2% maybe. But can you just say something that will promote this Netflix documentary? Come on out. 80-year-old John, what do you have to say? 80-year-old John says, we want to keep the case alive and in front of people. I believe it can be solved if the police accept help from outside their system. That's been the flaw for 25 years. So that's what it comes down to. Netflix is trying to pump out and promote a documentary. They go to the father, who seems like he loves money more than anything, and even at 80 years old is accepting paychecks to keep his daughter's death alive for no fucking reason. It was Casey Anthony. It was Casey Anthony. Case closed. Casey closed. That's me as a detective after I solved the JonBenet Ramsey case. It was Casey Anthony. In the basement with a piece of pineapple. Casey closed. If you still care about the JonBenet Ramsey, if you care at all about who killed JonBenet Ramsey, may I suggest a hobby? Any of them will do. Go fuck a butterball turkey. I don't care. Let's get into some sponsors here. We had a lot last week, and a few have dropped off. It was a long one, but I'm glad for our sponsors this Thanksgiving week. Shout out to Lucy Brown. We know him. We love him. LucyBrownCoffee.com is the best website and the only place I ever get my coffee subscriptions from. They offer the best coffee subscriptions you could ever ask for. Every month you get new coffee from a different and exciting roaster sent straight to your door. All you got to do is say, this is what kind of coffee I like. I like light. I like medium. I like dark roast. I like, you know, no roast. I like, you know, whole bean, ground bean, do it all. Oh, did you hear that JoJo Siwa song? My bean? God, kill me now. Gouge my eyes out. JoJo Siwa makes me want to go straight because being gay is a choice. Lucy Brown Coffee is the best. I love their coffee subscription so much. All you got to do is go to their website, LUSSIBrownCoffee.com. Hit the subscription button, fill out their form, and then you'll get coffee beans from different exciting roasters sent straight to your door every motherfucking month for just $20 a month. That is amazing. And plus, if you use the code Heather Shaw is kidding, you'll get 10% off your first order. So what are you doing? This is a perfect Christmas gift for people. If you don't know what to get somebody and you know they love to wake up with a good fucking fresh fucking dank ass cup of Joe, sign them up for a Lucy Brown coffee subscription. They're going to love it. Anybody you know in your life that is, if you've got a relative that wakes up every morning and gets that drip coffee pot going, they are going to love this gift. And it's so cheap. You don't have to spend hundreds of dollars. You don't even have to spend $100. As low as $20, you can get your relative or friend or lover or enemy set up with coffee. Someone you know is very sensitive to coffee and you hate them. Send them this coffee subscription. It's a great Christmas gift. Every month, without ever having to lift a finger, they'll get new coffee sent straight to their door that they can use for that whole month, drink it up, enjoy, and go, how did you find this? This coffee's delicious. How'd you find out about this? And you go, Heather Shaw's kidding, bitch, and close the door on them because they're your enemy. DFL. We love you, Lucy Brown, by the way. All right, DFL, baby. If you are craving support, direction, and connection, listen up. This is not an ad for an escort service. I wish it was. Maybe a sponsor later on will be an escort service sponsor. If you are craving support, direction, and connection, then listen up. Clairvoyant medium Kayla. We love her so much. Kayla has a few open spots for a one-on-one DFL session, perfect for goddesses, gays, and theys looking for clarity and insight. Sorry, straight guys, sit the fuck down for once. In each one-on-one DFL session, Kayla will guide you through simple yet powerful practices you can start using right away, along with deep intuitive readings and energy clearing to set you on the right path. All you have to do is visit Designs for Loving on Instagram at Designs for Loving. And DM Kayla with the code Stay Gay to snag 50% off your first session. Half off. If you DM Kayla at Designs for Loving on Instagram with the code Stay Gay. Don't wait. It's time to love yourself. Love life. Find love. Let Kayla help you. We appreciate DFL, and that's a damn good deal. I'm sure she's not going to keep that deal for long. 50% off. And her sessions are long and very detailed and very cool. Lily did a session. She fucking loved it. And it was long. I mean, it wasn't some bullshit 20-minute, oh yeah, your aura is yellow. It was like legit shit. Lily loved it. I highly recommend using a one-on-one session with Kayla. She's the fucking best. Go to Designs for Loving on Instagram at Designs for Loving. DM Kayla with the code STAYGAY. Get 50% off. We love you, DFL. We love you, Lucy Brown. And thank you for sponsoring the show. Trump tariffs. This has been in the news a lot. But this episode may be a bit shorter, but let me tell you why. Because it's Thanksgiving, bitch. Okay? You need to put this podcast down and go taste some of your grandma's racist cooking. Okay? And if your grandma's dead, you're welcome. All right. Trump tariffs. The Trump tariffs are getting bad. He's already announced what he wants to do with the tariffs, what plans to do. He promised massive hikes in tariffs on goods coming from Mexico, Canada, and China, starting on the first day of his administration. As we've all known, tariffs will, increase costs for Americans, businesses, and consumers alike. I used to think that Trump was very dumb and didn't understand how tariffs work because he always presented them as, yeah, we'll put tariffs on Chinese goods so we can tax the Chinese. And everybody's around him going, that's not what a tariff is. A tariff is taxing the person importing the product. So anybody in America that imports a Chinese product will have to pay more taxes on that product because they're bringing it into the country. It's not taxing China, it's taxing America. And I used to think, wow, Trump is so dumb, he doesn't even know. And now I'm like, oh no, Trump knew what he was doing because this only increases revenue for corporations. It's going to increase the costs for consumers. Consumers are going to have to buy shit. You know, some things people just have to buy. You know what I mean? You can be like, what? These cigarettes are $400? All right, give me two packs. It's going to happen, you know? There's some things that may not be bought as much, but for everyday use things, the prices are going to hike. Consumers are going to pay and deal with the pain along the way. And the corporations are going to make a shit ton of money. That's Trump's plan this whole time. Make the corporations money. He works for the man. How dumb could I be? I didn't see it. Trump knew what he was doing. He just pretended like he didn't. You know, he's been in business long enough. He kind of understands how it works. We were all shitting on him. Oh, he's so dumb. He doesn't know about tariffs. No, he knows. He's just getting his friends to make more money. All right. And he blames it all, on anything. Illegal immigration, crime and drugs, China bad, rah, rah, rah. Really, it's just to get his billionaire friends more money. He doesn't really believe the shit that comes out of his mouth. So one of his first executive orders, he will sign all necessary documents to charge Mexico and Canada a 25% tariff on all products coming into the U.S. And it's ridiculous open borders. Oh, those immigrants, we need a villain. How can I get my friends all this money that they'll be making off these imposed tariffs? Blame the immigrants. Oh, we can't take any more immigrants from Mexico and Canada. We got to raise tariffs on them. Oh, no, all my friends are richer because of it. Crazy. Those damn immigrants. So he's increasing Mexican-Canadian tariffs by 20%. He's adding a 20% tariff on those. And then he's increasing Chinese tariffs by 10%. Again, it's just raising the amount taxed for people in America who are bringing in these products. That's all it is. It's going to increase some costs. That's always been what we've known to be true. Look, I get kind of annoyed when I see liberals on TikTok laughing about this because they're laughing at Trump supporters and Trump voters for voting for Trump because the economy was bad, they said. And so they're voting for Trump because they don't want to pay, $7, whatever they're paying for eggs, they want to pay less. The eggs are so expensive, we got to vote for Trump. And now these tariffs are going to make everybody's life a living hell. And you see a lot of liberals on TikTok going, we told you, what does that get you? We're all going to have to pay. You know, it's very na-na-na-na boo-boo. Yeah, I hate it. It's stupid. Sure, Trump supporters are dumb, but you look even more dumb right now. Rubbing your nose. Like, you're going to be suffering alongside of the Trump supporters who are going to be just as broke as you, bitch. Like, I mean, it's like being in a concentration camp and seeing your friend go to the gas chambers first. And you're like, ha-ha, I told you this was going to happen and you're lined up next, bitch. It's very weird behavior from the liberals. It's like, you're going to suffer just as badly. This is going to come and affect all of us. So who cares if you were right? You know what I mean? That's kind of outside of the point now. But let's see the how much more expensive are goods going to be under new tariffs? Laptops are going to be 46% more expensive. Video game consoles are going to be 40% more expensive with these imposed tariffs. Smartphones are going to be 26% more expensive. Let me see. I lost my spot here. Clothing is going to be 20.6% more expensive. Toys are going to be 55.8% more expensive. Household appliances are going to be 31% more expensive with these tariffs. Footwear is going to be 28.8% more expensive. And travel goods, I really don't know what that means, are going to be 21.5% more expensive. Things are going up. Laptops especially, almost 50% more expensive than they are right now. iPhones, clothing, you know, I mean, everything's going up. I don't see anything for groceries. So there's really nothing there. We don't know how much more eggs will be. How much more do eggs have to cost before you just go, I'm sick of having chicken, period, for breakfast? I don't know. Am I being as bad as Peter right now for pointing that out? Maybe. We'll keep an eye on these tariffs, but it's not looking hot. It's rough. It is rough. Moody, okay, and then they've this projected tariffs plan that he proposed during the election. Again, 10% tariffs across the board, 60% on Chinese goods would result, here's an also what would happen in the U.S. These imposed tariffs would result in a reduction of 675,000 U.S. jobs and increase the unemployment rate by 0.4%. If Trump increases tariffs as he has proposed, the economy would likely suffer a recession soon thereafter. Kind of excited to see what happens with this one on the country. The country's going to go into a recession. Trump doesn't care about having the best, most prolific, successful presidency for the economy. He doesn't give a fuck about the economy. He's here to make money for himself, his family, his friends, the man. He does not care if his presidency reflects poorly upon the economy. He doesn't care if his second term has a major recession. His first term had COVID, kind of out of his hands, I think. Second term had a recession. I mean, he doesn't give a fuck. He's not in it for the legacy, okay? He's in it for the money. He's 78 years old and he still can't do anything but love, love, love money. It's very crazy. MSNBC viewership has cratered. CNN viewership has cratered. Fox News audience jumps post-election. No one trusts mainstream media on the Democratic side anymore, on the liberal side. MSNBC and CNN have shed hundreds of thousands of viewers while Fox News viewership has skyrocketed after Trump won the election. I mean, that makes sense. Your guy won. People are going to tune in more to see you sucking his dick. Your person lost, and now your station is just, I don't know what it is. MSNBC kind of fucked themselves over with the morning show hosts. Or whatever they're fucking called, Joe and Mika. I don't watch these people. Morning Joe, that's what it's called. Ratings for Morning Joe continued to drop after hosts Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski revealed that they had met with Donald Trump. So the election happened. Leading up to the election, Morning Joe hosts were like, Trump is evil. He's bad for this country. He's awful. Trump wins the election. They go down the next day, they go down to Mar-a-Lago and kiss his ring and say, we love you so much, Daddy Trump. Please don't hurt us in your presidency because we were talking about you in bad form. These people are scared. They don't want to lose their connections. They don't want Trump to go after them. And in doing so, they're going to lose viewers. They're hypocrites. Mainstream media is just full of fake, phony people, no matter what. People on Fox News don't even believe the shit they're saying. They're just there because they're paid to do that. You know, Rachel Maddow, with that haircut, she can't be on Fox News, so she's going to be a hardcore liberal on MSNBC. Nobody's tuning in. We don't care what you think anymore. Democrats lost so badly in the election that it's like, for the next 4 years, we're going to tune in to you just talking your bullshit? Leading up to the election, you were so incredibly wrong about everything. We can't trust you. You're not real journalists, okay? You're Muppets. You're not real journalists. Anybody on mainstream news these days is not a real journalist. They're just, you know, somebody who almost got cast in a soap opera. But they couldn't make it, so they just turned to news anchor. It's just a part. And that goes for both sides. I don't trust anybody I see on mainstream news, except maybe what's that guy's name? Brian Williams? I just like his voice. but he's another one. I mean, these people are just actors who suck at acting, so then they decided to be newscasters and news anchors. There is no integrity in journalism anymore. I don't really know who, and like somebody I would trust listening to ever. Everybody's just playing a part. They're all in it for themselves. There is no integrity in journalism. Journalism doesn't pay well. Journalism, you know, can get you locked up now. We're in a little fascist country. So there's really no big payoff for having integrity in journalism. It's just, let's hire a bunch of actors and here's the script and play the part. You're the conservative cunt with you know, blonde hair. Play the part. You want to be pro-life. Play the part. You're a lesbian with a big butch haircut on MSNBC. You hate Trump. Trump bad. You love Democrats. Democrats so smart. You're a little pretentious. People don't really connect to you, but they don't want to be homophobic, so they watch you. Play the part, Rachel Maddow. Play the part. I don't trust any of them. I don't watch the news. I mean, I just don't. We don't need the news. It's like late night TV. We don't need it. We don't need SNL. You could make SNL just a clip show that you release on TikTok once a week, and we would not notice a difference. No one is staying up to tune into SNL. Very rarely. Only people are like kids that want to see like Ariana Grande host or like, you know. I did that when I was a kid. Now everything's on TikTok. Just look at the clip later in the morning. I don't know who's, when the boomers die, is anybody going to be watching the news? I'm really concerned. Cable is going to die a painful death once all of our boomer parents are under the ground or disintegrated into ash. My, oh my. All right, the last thing I want to talk about was I saw Wicked. Wicked, yeah. That was actually the main song. Wow, not enough singing in this movie. Just kidding. Too much. Too much singing. This is why I don't like musicals, folks. I don't like musicals. I went and saw Wicked with my fiance because she really wanted to see it, and we like to support each other. She watches football with me sometimes and wants to gouge her eyes out. And I go see Wicked with her because that's what we do. We support each other. We love each other. We'll do anything for each other. I saw Wicked. Not my cup of tea, but it was fun enough. It was like 2.5 hours long. It didn't seem too brutally long. It felt entertaining enough that I wasn't like, you know, trying not to fall asleep. Lots of singing. Musicals, it's like, does every sentence have to turn into a fucking song? Please, can we cut some of this shit? Of course I want to hear songs that Ariana sings. Of course I want to hear songs that Elphaba, I don't know her real name. I don't know her name at all. Who's the lady that plays Elphaba? That's how you say it. Who plays Elphaba? I want to make sure that I'm Wicked. Who is that? That lady. I feel like her name's like Christine. Why can't I find it? This is going to drive me crazy. Sorry, guys. I'm very slow. Cynthia. That's her name. Not Christine. Cynthia Erivo. I would like to hear them sing. Sure. I don't need to hear the gay prince sing. There's a gay prince in the movie. He's not gay in real in the movie, but he's gay. Apparently, the actor, his name's Jonathan Bailey, he is actually gay. I didn't know that. I made a review online, and I said the prince was giving gay. I grew up with a gay brother. Since birth, I've been around this guy, my brother. I know what gay is, okay? I've studied it since day one. I know what a gay man looks like. And that guy was reading gay to me, and it turns out he's gay in real life. He wasn't gay in the movie. But, you know, he's a prince in a musical. You can't be straight. I liked it. I like Elphaba. She's awesome. She should be vegan. I think she might be vegan. I guess that you're not supposed to know that the wizard is Elphaba's dad, but I picked up on that immediately. I mean, this is like, you know, if the movie's made for a child, I could see them not picking up on it. But a lot of people are like, how did you know that? And you're only supposed to know about that wizard's her dad in part two. It's like, because I have media literacy. I'm 36 years old. What do you mean? How do I know that? Like, obviously, like, how did you not pick up on that? I mean, you have from in the beginning scenes, you see her mother is cheating. And then like 10 minutes later, you hear, oh, yeah, the wizard. He loves anything emerald. He loves anything green. And I'm like, OK, well, Elphaba's green. So he probably, you know, I don't know. It was fine. It was fun. I will be seeing part two because my fiance loves it and I'll go watch it. It wasn't painful. You know, I'm not a musical girly, but I can appreciate it. I'm not trying to shit on it. It was fun. Ariana looked very white. Confirmed for me, she's pretty white. Remember when she was black? That was fun. I miss black Ariana. Shoo, that's crazy, girl. That's crazy, girl. She should have played Elphaba. Yeah, it was fine. It was fun. I don't really have any other notes. I hate Jeff Goldblum. I think he's a creep. I'll never find Jeff Goldblum endearing or cute or handsome. I think he's fucking weird. I think some shit's going to come out about him. Mark my words. Either right before he dies or after he dies. He's like 78. He might as well run the country with Trump. I just think he's a weirdo. I think a lot of stories are going to come out. If you're hearing a squeak, it's my pen. I'm sorry. And I'm farting. Yeah, but I would go see it if you want. You don't have to see it in a theater. I wish I would have watched it at home to pause it because I went to the bathroom. I had to go to the bathroom. And it was hard to decide when to go because I don't know the story. I've never seen the movie. I'm like, I don't know if this is a good time to go. So finally, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm just going to go now. And I went during the one popular song, Popular. I missed the whole Popular. You're going to be popular. I missed that whole song because I was peeing. The one time I wanted to see that number so bad. I had no idea what was coming up. Lily didn't know. I said, I'm going to try now. Try to run out, pee. I did take my time. I wasn't rushing to get back. You know. When I was in the bathroom, I saw somebody do what I lovingly refer to as a performative hand wash. It was a lady. The performative hand wash, it reminds me of like a Curb Your Enthusiasm term, but it's the performative hand wash. You ever been in a bathroom and somebody's in the stall and they come out and because you're there, they want to make it look like they're hygienic. So they do the fake performative hand wash where they run their hands under some water. No soap, just a 2-second run underwater and then dry their hands and go. I'd rather you just shit in your hand and walk out than do the performative hand wash. You're not even trying. Who is this for? I think you're even grosser. If you're not going to wash your hands, stand on business. Stand in it. Walk out of that stall, zip up your pants, look me dead in the eye, and walk out. Don't do the performative hand wash. That's gross. Either wash your hands or don't. But don't, it's so phony. Pick a lane. I hate the performative hand wash. Go see Wicked. I would go see it. Just see it at home. Wait till it streams if you don't want to pay movie theater tickets. Nobody sang in my theater either. The only thing that happened was at the end, everybody clapped like they were watching a live play. I clapped too, but I was clapping because it was over. All right, that's the end of this episode. I hope you had a good one. Hope you enjoy it. Upcoming tour dates. Again, I'm in Tacoma, Atlanta, Nashville. Tacoma, Nashville, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Pottstown. That was a mouth queef. All right, let's do that again. Upcoming shows, Tacoma, Nashville, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Pottstown, Lexington, Tampa, Orlando, Syracuse, Westchester, Spokane, Seattle, Rochester, Tyler, Texas, Dayton, Kentucky, Fort Worth, Houston, Dallas, Phoenix, LA, so much more. Go to my new website, heathershawcomedy.com. Don't forget to rate and review this podcast, please, dear God. Enjoy Thanksgiving with your family, and if you get sick of them and want to listen to some extra episodes, then join my Patreon. For just $3 a month, you can sponsor a gay and say, hey, thanks for the content. I'd like to hear more of your podcast. It's over at patreon.com/heathershawcomedy. Until next time, stay gay. See ya.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at Aura.com/listen. That's AURA.com/listen.